The Mighty Challenge.
Sarah is our first contestant tonight. Hello, Sarah.
Hello. Hi, how are you going, Suzanne? First call of the night. Oh my God. Imagine I get a twinning streak. Has anyone actually done that before or never?
I think there was someone once, it might have been William of Waverton, who got a 23.
What?
Yes. A few years back, I think.
But crazy.
Plenty of people have got 10s.
Oh, gosh. Do you win anything for 10 or it has to be 20?
No, 10 is a black magnet. You only get something. If you get something for 10, you get something for 25. Well, for being the final caller. The caller who gets the final question correct.
Okay.
But you get, anyway, just the joy of being on the radio, right?
So if you get 25, you get like 2 black magnets and the last one if you hit 25.
Gosh,
as well.
If you got all 25, you'd probably get 2 black magnets and the sage magnet.
And just
so much glory. So much glory.
I love the glory. Lady Gaga.
All right. Well, let's start our ascent of Everest by taking the first step upwards. What category would you like, Sarah? Party time, chemical elements with the letter G in their name. That was the week that was, Australian comedy or famous felicities?
I do love parties, but I do love Mr. G from Summer Heights High. So G for chemical element.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with Australian comedy with that lead in, but no, we will go for the...
No, that's a good one too. I didn't think of that. That's true, but no.
Okay, chemical elements with the letter G in their name. Question one. Because the two metals have nearly the same density, which element with the atomic number 74 is sometimes used to counterfeit gold?
So tungsten, I think it would be.
Tungsten is correct,
my chemistry
Sarah.
Year 12 ATAR score is on fleek, 44, scaled up to 49. Gosh.
Okay, well, there's your credentials. You are correct. That's 1 out of 25 done, Sarah. Would you want to stay in this category?
What were the other ones again?
We have chemical elements with the letter G. We have party time. That was the week that was, Australian comedy and famous felicities.
What was that? Famous what?
Felicities.
What's that? Celebrities?
People called Felicity.
Oh, like actually, okay, not that one. What's party time? Just anything to do with parties.
You'll have to find out.
I do like a party, so I'll be party time, please.
Okay, question two. With more than 150 claimed members, the world's largest political party is active in which country?
Okay, it's definitely not One Nation. The most population, it's either India or China. So, India?
India is correct, Sarah. Well done.
What is the thing? Oh, that was a random guess, but what's religion? Oh, sorry, not religion.
Do you mean the party?
Yeah.
The party's
This is politics now. So, is it all politics? Or I thought it meant party, like partying. Like,
it can mean all sorts of different things, Sarah.
Okay, so it's how you interpret it. Okay, cool. Okay, what were the categories again? I want to see if I stick with that. Or not.
Party time. That was the week that was, Australian comedy, famous felicities, mm-hmm. chemical elements with the letter G in their name.
I'm going to go with, let's stick with party and I hope I get like alcohol or something. I love a drink. I love Bloody Mary.
Question three. The 2002 film 24 Hour Party People is set in which British city?
Probably not London because that sounds too obvious. The bees. What's the Midlands place? Manchester.
Manchester is correct.
Yeah. I used to live in Salford. So it's
is that near Manchester?
Yeah, it's right near Manchester because the BBC is there. So I watch my radios.
Morgan, you were very quick with Manchester, so were you, Bernadette? Nicely done. Okay, Sarah.
Wait, She's that.
Are you staying in Party Time? You could also have That Was the Week That Was, Australian Comedy, Famous Felicities, or Chemical Elements with the letter G in their name.
Okay, I think we're going to go for Mr. G, Australia Comedy now.
Question four. Which ABC comedy is set at the fictional Argyle Theatre?
Argyle, like the drink, the red Argram. Oh, God, I think this is going to, like, screw me up. Babes, what is it? Bad comedy? Something.
No, thanks, Sarah. Peter in Sydney.
Hello.
Hello. How's your week been, Peter?
Oh, it's been good so far.
Good.
I don't know if I can answer this question.
Which ABC comedy is set at the fictional Argyle Theatre is the question, Peter.
The new one with Kitty Flanagan that I can't remember the name of. Is it something business? You know, I know you're not answering me. That's fine. Funny business.
It's not funny business, no.
Oh, can I tell you my... Oh, do you want me to ring back later with my band or...?
Sure. Yeah, ring back later. Will you still be up? What time do you normally go to bed, Peter?
Well, I'm normally in bed on a Friday. Well, it varies from time to time. But this week I'll be up actually tonight and tomorrow night. So can I ring tomorrow as well? I think I can, can't I?
You can.
Because I haven't rung at all during the week apart from now.
Well, even if you had tomorrow night, it refreshes. It's a clean sheet for Saturday and Sunday.
So what time are you doing the, which band would you have been in?
At about 1:30 Sydney time.
Okay. And Freya already knows, so if I can't get through, you can ask her.
Okay. Thanks, Peter.
No worries.
All right. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222. Here's Tommy in Perth. G'day, Tommy.
Hello.
How have you been keeping, Tommy?
Pretty good. I was sick this week.
So did you miss school?
Just like half the week.
Okay. Now, you're the Fremantle fan, aren't you, Tommy?
Yes, of course.
Have they played yet?
No, tomorrow. They're playing Brisbane at the Gabba.
Okay. What do you think?
It'll be close. I hope we win.
Yeah. All right. I'll have my fingers crossed for you,
also,
Tommy.
Could I give a shout-out to Jackie, who's listening?
You can. Who's Jackie?
Thank you.
Jackie, a friend or a relative?
Yeah, like a family friend.
Ah, excellent. Hello, Jackie. Now, Tommy, you have to answer question four. It's in the category of Australian comedy. Which ABC comedy is set at the fictional Argyle Theatre?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's Something Company, but it's either like good or bad. So, because I've seen it before on the telly. It's 50-50. I'm just going with Bad Company.
You think it's Bad Company? Well done, Tommy. It is Bad Company. Yeah, well done. Now, Tommy, our categories are this: Famous Felicities, Australian Comedy, That Was the Week That Was, Party Time, or Chemical Elements with the letter G in their name.
I'll go with That Was the Week That Was.
That is a good call, Tommy. Because I know you're an AFL fan, so hopefully the first question works for you. Which club did Neil Danaher play for from 1979 until 1990?
Pretty sure it's Essendon.
Well done, Tommy. It is Essendon.
Yep.
Okay. What about question six? Do you want to stay in That Was the Week That Was or try something else?
Yes, please. I'll stay in The Week That Was.
Okay. Question six. Which side won the women's State of Origin final on Thursday night?
That was New South Wales. They smashed them, I think, 3-0.
Yeah, well done, Tommy. They did win, the New South Wales women. Are you staying here?
Yes, please.
Okay, question seven. Which New South Wales player kicked the winning conversion for the Blues on Wednesday night?
Sam Cleary.
Do you know the name, Tommy?
I'm pretty sure.
You think it's Sam Cleary?
Oh, or it's Nathan Cleary. Phew, Nathan.
All right. I'm gonna be kind to you, Tommy, and let you have that.
Thank you. I had a mind blank. There's another person I know called Sam Cleary.
Question 8. Tommy's doing very well here. You've obviously been following all the sporting news of the week.
Yeah, me and my mum watching the State of Michigan 3 years ago.
Question 8. What is the subject of Pope Leo XIV's encyclical Magnifica Humanitas?
I'll have to pass on that one.
Hey, Tommy, nice to chat. Good luck with your game tomorrow, or the Freo game. All right. Do you play too, Tommy?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So what's your team called?
The Tigers.
Okay. And are you playing this weekend?
No, because what's it called? The long weekend in WA.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, nice to talk to you again. We'll talk to you next time. See ya.
Thanks.
There's Tommy. Always nice to hear from Tommy. Tony in Penshurst.
Hello, Suzanne. How are you going?
Hello, Tony. Hey, I'm doing well.
Have you caught up with the final?
I have.
Bittersweet, isn't it?
I'm not sure what to make of it, honestly.
I don't think it was that good.
Yeah,
it was a bit smaltzy and it was predictable. You know, anyway.
But are you clear on what happened at the end? Because I'm not really.
Well, is there any other Outlander people listening? They mean you, I guess.
All right, well, let me put it this way. Did you see the blue light?
I did.
I only saw it because someone said, watch it really slowly and you'll see the blue light.
Well, she's resurrected people before. That's why I'm thinking, because they both blink at the end and then it...
I just think they both had to die for you to finish the series off. That's what I think.
I think so too.
Yeah.
But they never... How do you have no wrinkles? They must be 70.
Yeah.
They look absolutely stunning.
They look ridiculously young for how old they're meant to be, indeed.
And what about Lord Grey?
Love Lord Grey. Do you know? So he's played by David Berry, who's Australian. And years ago in the Northern Highlands, what's it, the New England area of New South Wales, they had an Outlander festival because they have standing stones up at Glen Innes. And so I went up there and I dressed up and we lined up to get a little bits of pictures of David Berry, of Lord John Grey, signed by him. And we were chatting with him. He's like, oh, you know, what do you girls do? And I was like, oh, I work for the ABC. And I mentioned nightlife. He said, oh, yes, my mother, big fan of nightlife with Tony Delroy.
Wow.
So Lord Grey's mum, Liz, I don't know if she still does, but she...
How good's that?
We're all connected.
Well, there could be a sequel down, Lord Grey's son.
Yeah.
You reckon he has to be?
Yeah. Well, and Lord Grey's very popular, you know, he's got his whole offshoot of book series. Anyway, Tony, should...
Okay, we better stop chatting about our fandom.
Yes, but if Lord John, if David Berry's mum is listening, that'd be fabulous. Anyway, you never know. We have all sorts of people listening.
We do, actually. Yes, we do.
Sorry, Amanda. Tony and I are talking about the Outlander finale, which we're both fans of. Okay, well, here's the question, actually. What is the question?
It was about...
Oh, here we are. It's question 8. I've got the wrong bit of paper. Okay, question 8. What is the subject of Pope Leo XIV's encyclical Magnifica Humanitas?
He talks about AI and humanity. The issues with AI must serve humanity.
You are correct. It is AI is the answer that I'm looking
apparently
for.
Apparently, I heard this. He also... quotes Gandalf the Grey. I heard on Afternoons.
I mean, he's very much in touch with everything that's going on, isn't he?
He is. Yeah. He is.
Okay, very Tony, good. Do you want that yes. was the week that was? Do you want Australian comedy? Do you want Famous Felicities, Party Time, or Chemical Elements with the letter G in their name?
Well, let's finish that was week it was. He did very well. He's a smart young kid.
Tommy's got his head screwed on and he's paying attention to the news.
He's very smart.
His family are bringing him up very, very well. Listening to the ABC. Question 9. Which US city hosted the Enhanced Games on the weekend?
That was Las Vegas.
It was Las Vegas. Well done, Tony. Now, would you like Australian comedy, Famous Felicities, Party Time, or Chemical Elements with the letter G in their name?
Let's go Australian comedy. Okay. Let's go do that.
Question 10. Rhonda says she's also an Outlander fan, but says more the books than the show, though. Thank you, Rhonda. You can be in our club, Rhonda. Question.
Well, did you see the last very last bit of Diana?
I didn't. Her... no, I'll go on. I've heard of it. I'll go and watch it.
You've got to watch it. I watched that because I knew that he might have outtakes, and you've got to watch that last bit.
I will. Okay. Question 10. Who has replaced Aaron Chen as the sidekick on Guy Montgomery's Guymont Spelling Bee?
And I do watch Guymont. Sam Campbell.
Sam Campbell is correct, Tony. Staying in Australian comedy?
Yes, please.
Question 11. The upcoming Sam Pang comedy, Ground Up, is set in which Australian state?
Oh, Victoria.
It is not Victoria.
Oh,
Tony, you are out.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Good evening.
Nice to talk to you, Tony.
Oh, your nickname is Sassamach.
Oh, thank you. That's very
kind.
You
like that. I knew you'd like that.
Of course.
Good evening.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, look, Murray says, my wife took me to the Outlander gathering in Glen Innes and had photos with David Berry. We lived in Glen Innes at the time. It was a great weekend. So, Murray, we were all there at the same weekend together. Right. Kylie in Daysdale. Hey, Kylie. Kylie might be having a little snooze. Let's talk to Danny in Coffs Harbour. Hey, Danny.
Good morning, Suzanne. How are you, darling?
I'm well, Danny. What about yourself?
Good. I'm up at Palmwoods on the Sunshine Coast at the moment. I've got a gig, an open mic night on the Sunday at the Palmwoods Hotel.
Okay, and what are you going to be doing?
I'll be doing 3 original songs, playing guitar and singing. I'm a guitarist and one of these things. Yeah, open mic night. So,
and is that why you've gone up there?
Yeah, so I visit Mum. I'm staying with Mum at the caravan park. Yes, got the open mic night on the Sunday at the Palm Woods Hotel. And I also do open mic nights in Brisbane at Misdemeanors Bar and Grill on Edward Street and the Tiger Eye Bar, Petrie Terrace, Paddington, the Stone Corner Hotel.
Danny, is this an ad for your gigs?
Yes.
All right. Let's.
Businessman, my darling.
Yeah. All right. Let's try to answer question 11. The upcoming Sam Pang comedy Ground Up is set in which Australian state? It is not Victoria.
New South Wales.
It is not New South Wales either. All right. Thanks very much, Danny. Good luck with your open mic night. Hillary knows. So does Tanya in Mount Hawthorne, Dee in Geelong, Amanda in Newcastle, Bernadette and Adrian and Diana and Morgan. Now, is Kylie there? Let's go back and check. Hello, Kylie. Oh. No, I thought we must have Kylie back, but it seems that we don't. Okay, John in Ashfield.
How are you, Suzanne? How are you going?
Yeah, hi, John. Do you know where this new Sam Pang comedy is set? In which Australian state? Not Victoria, not New South Wales.
Oh, well, move up the coast to Queensland.
It's not Queensland either.
Oh. Drats. Well. Yep. Okay. Have a lovely weekend, Suzanne.
Thanks, John. Here is Grant in Waterloo.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Grant, where is this Sam Pang comedy set?
You need to go further down. I think you need to go to the Apple Isle. I think it's Tasmania.
Tasmania is indeed the answer that we're looking for there, Grant.
About the new footy club.
Ah, have Tasmania. You seen it?
No, I've seen some of the previews and heard about it. So, yes. Should be funny with Sam and go the Devils. I joined up the Devils as one of their foundation members that about, oh, I don't know, 200,000 people did because it was so cheap. So good. Hopefully they go well.
What would you like to do now, Grant? We have two more Australian comedy questions. We have some famous felicities just waiting to be asked about. We have Party Time and Chemical Elements with the letter G in their name.
I'm going to go Chemical Elements with letter G in it.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Question 12. Yes, Jan from Griffith, the final episodes of Outlander have been aired. I mean, they're on a streaming service, so but if you want to see them, yes, they are out now. Okay, question 12. Which, with health benefits said to include preventing migraines and improving sleep, which chemical element has the atomic number 12?
Can you repeat that question again? Just the first bit I didn't quite hear.
With health benefits said to include preventing migraines and improving sleep, which chemical element has the atomic number 12?
No, I can't think, so I'll have to pass it on. Cheers.
Okay, thanks very much, Grant. Okay, I think we've got Kylie. Kylie?
Oh, hello, love. How are you doing? Very quickly, I arrived on the Gold Coast safe, and I sent you a postcard back at the scene, so you should get that.
What are you doing on the Gold Coast, Kylie?
Just for a few days, my annual pilgrimage to send postcards back to the ABC.
Oh, well, look, we're happy to be the recipients.
No worries at all.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, Kylie, we're on question 12. With health benefits said to include preventing migraines and improving sleep, which chemical element has the atomic number 12? We are in the category of chemical elements with the letter G in their name.
I wouldn't know, Suzanne. I'll pass that on to the next person. Thank you.
Thanks, Kylie. 1-300-800-222 if you would like to be part of our the Mighty Challenge on this Friday night. 1-300-800-222. We do have a few people who have the answer to this one. For example, Jess, Adrian, Di, Diana, Cam from Innaloo, Annette in Perth, Jude and Kadena, Ross and Scoresby. Yeah. Now, Ross, if you're listening, you were the one who messaged us last Sunday and said that your best mate's dad had grown the marijuana plant that was used in Prisoner, although it was actually a tomato plant masquerading as a marijuana plant. For those of you who are listening to what turned into a very entertaining quiz in which we discussed the TV show Prisoner at great length, we ended up thinking, well, why don't we get, you know, one of the writers of Prisoner to come along and have a chat with us. So not next Saturday, or is it next Saturday? Maybe it's the Saturday after. Maybe it is next Saturday. We've got Ian Bradley. I'll have to get the date and let you know, who was one of the writers of Prisoner. He's actually going to come into the studio and have a yarn with us. So if you were one of those people who was very much enjoying the Prisoner nostalgia, actually that will be next Saturday night. Tomorrow night we've got CJ, and then next Saturday night, yeah, Ian Bradley, who was one of the writers of Prisoner. So for those of you who were into that Prisoner chat, there's more. There is absolutely more to come. Okay. Lincoln in Berry's Creek. Hello, Lincoln.
Morning, Suze. How are you going?
Now, Lincoln, I'm after a chemical element that has the atomic number 12 and has health benefits said to include preventing migraines and improving sleep.
People take magnesium.
So that's your answer?
That's my answer.
It is the correct answer, Lincoln. Yes, it is magnesium. Would you like to continue in this category? You could also have Party Time, Australian Comedy, or Famous Felicities.
Suze, I might go up Australian Comedy, please.
You can do that. Question 13. Can you name either of the two regular hosts of Channel 10's The Cheap Seats?
Is that like a panel of three people or something? I think it is. You know what, Suze?
What?
I want to wish you a good night, and I'm bowing out.
All right. Thanks, Lincoln. Nice to chat.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. Oh, dear. Rachel in Cork. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Suzanne. Good to speak with you.
And you. Now, can you name either of the two regular hosts of Channel 10's The Cheap Seats?
No, but I was happy to tell you magnesium and all the other chemicals.
Nah. Well, that's poor timing, isn't it?
It's very poor timing, but we'll try again next time.
Okay, I think that's a great idea. Let's let's talk soon then, Rachel.
Okay,
thanks. Bye. Sam in Harvey. Sam.
Good morning, Suzanne. How are you?
Sam. Now, do you watch this show, The Cheap Seats, on Channel 10?
What was the question again?
It's name either of the two regular hosts of Channel 10's The Cheap Seats.
No, I wouldn't have a clue, Suzanne. Sorry.
All right. Talk to you another time, Sam. Here's Tanya in Alumba. Is it Tanya? Or Alumba?
Hello. Hi. Yeah.
Are you on the speakerphone there?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you mind just getting onto the regular the handset?
No problem.
All right. Now, Tanya, the question is, name either of the two regular hosts of Channel 10's The Cheap Seats.
Oh, gosh. The Cheap Seats, Channel 10. No, I'm sorry. I was doing the chemical question.
I think a few people rang in for the chemicals, and they've ended up with the comedians. What can you do, hey? Justin in Frankston. Hello, Justin.
G'day, Suzanne. And yes, I do watch The Cheap Seats, and it's Melanie Bracewell.
Nice work, Justin. Your TV habits have stood you in good stead tonight.
I know. I watch TV all night up until about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Do you? Wow.
Yep.
You see a lot.
That's if I don't have anything, con, if I don't have my support workers, because yeah. I've got an intellectual disability where I go out in the community with my support workers. So depending on the days that I don't go out, I stay up late.
Now, Justin, would you like Australian comedy, where we have one more question? We've got Famous Felicities, Chemical Elements with the letter G in their name, or Party Time?
Let's finish it off.
The comedians?
Yes.
Question 14. That's right. You may well watch it with the amount that you take in. Question 14. Which South African-born New Zealand comedian currently stars in her own sketch show on the ABC?
Oh, man. To be honest, I've got no idea. But before I go, can I give a shout-out to my mum and my nan, who's just about to go to bed. So I just want to say goodnight to them, and I'll say goodnight to you.
All right. Thanks, Justin.
Thanks.
Okay, talk to you another time. 1-300-800-222. G'day, Eric.
Hi, Suzanne. Yeah, Tim McDonald, you're the host of The Cheap Seats. Do you know the answer? What's the largest party in India that's got the most members? Is it the BJP or Congress Party India? Do you know which one
it is? It's the BJP.
Yeah, I would have thought the Communist Party of China would have outnumbered, but no.
Now, we're on question 14. Eric, which South African-born New Zealand comedian currently stars in her own sketch show on the ABC?
Ursula Carlson.
That is correct. Ursula Carlson, Eric. Right. Do you want Famous Felicities, Party Time, or Chemical Elements with the letter G in their name?
I think I'll go Party Time.
Oh, you like a party, Eric?
Yeah.
What's your favourite song to get out on the dance floor to?
I don't know.
Do you dance?
Not really, no.
Right. Okay. Question 15, Party Time, Excellent, is a catchphrase from which 1992 film?
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
It is not Bill and Ted, Eric. Oh. No, I'm so sorry.
Oh, of course. Now I know. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks anyway. Bye.
Thanks, Eric. I've got a few lines free now, 1-300-800-222. Hello, Rachel and Cook.
Hello.
Hello. Now, Rachel, I just dropped my pen, so we're going to have a moment of silence. Rachel, can you just tell everyone what you've been up to while I just grab the pen?
I'm actually trying to cook dinner, would you believe it?
And I'm back. I've got the pen. What are you making?
Just potato, veg and chicken.
Oh, nice.
Something simple. Mm.
So you're in the cooking WA then?
No.
No? It's a late dinner, is it?
In Canberra. It's a very late dinner.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah. That's a midnight feast.
Yes. I'll get there eventually.
Oh, dear. Question 15, Rachel. Party time excellent is a catchphrase from which 1992 film?
Nope. I was deep in study that year, so I can't help you.
Sorry, Rachel.
No problem.
Good luck with dinner.
Thank you.
Yes, Adrian. Yes, Annette. Yes, Paul in North Fitzroy. Yes, Jim in Campbelltown and Jess in Warrnambool. Andrew from Otford. Hey, Andrew.
Hi.
Andrew, we're on 15. Party time excellent is a catchphrase from which 1992 film?
I've no idea. I'll say Weekend at Bernie's.
It's not Weekend at Bernie's. Thanks, Andrew. Bye. Dan, near Griffith at Yenda. Hey, Dan.
Morning, Miss Hill.
Morning. It's very formal. Party time excellent is a catchphrase from which 1992 film?
Is it Animal House?
No, it's not Animal House.
All right.
Thanks, Dan. Yes, Lily has it. Auntie has it. Robert in Denver. Red from Euroa. All know what this is. What about Paul in Essendon? Hey, Paul.
Hey, how are you, Suzanne?
Do you know where you would have heard this catchphrase, party time, excellent?
I think it's Wayne's World.
Wayne's World is exactly right, Paul. Would you like to stay in party time? You could also have chemical elements with the letter G in their name or famous Felicities, which everyone seems to be avoiding.
I might go for elements with the letter G, please.
Very well. Question 16. Discovered in February 1886 at Freiburg University, which element was named by Clemens Winkler after his country of birth?
Good question. So it's not going to be magnesium, we already had that. No, you've got me on that one. Sorry.
Thanks, Paul.
Enjoy the rest of your night.
You too. Bye. Yes, Lorella and Susan and Ross and Jenny and Jim. Here's James at Unley Park. Hello.
Hello. I'm going to try and take you off speed. Sorry. Be polite and take you off speaker so don't scream into the phone.
Appreciate it.
Yes, I just walked past your school on the way home.
Really? On the way home to Unley Park?
No, I walked past on Unley Park on the way to home.
Oh.
From a old scholar's dinner.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Question 16 is where we're at, James. Discovered in February 1886 at Freiburg University, which element was named by Clemens Winkler after his country of birth?
I am going to do my normal on quizzes and fail dismally. Pass it on to the next person, please.
Thanks, James.
Bye.
Hope you had a good night out. Let's go to Bobby in Byron Bay. Hello, Bobby.
Hello.
Bobby, discovered in February 1886 at Freiburg University, which element was named by Clemens Winkler after his country of birth?
Got to be germanium, because Freiburg sounds like Hamburg and there's not many G's in the periodic table. And yes. It's got the word German in it.
Yeah, I think you've pieced all the clues together there. It is absolutely germanium, yes.
Sounds like a little sausage fest going up in Germany.
Okay, well done. Now, Bobby, do you want to stay in chemical elements with the letter G in their name? Or you could have party time or famous Felicities. We will have to get there at some point.
You know, never go backwards from G to F, so you stay on the G's. Chemistry, please. G's.
Okay, question 17. Which element has the chemical symbol MN?
Well, it can't be magnesium because we've already had that. Manganese.
Say it again.
Manganese.
Manganese is correct, yes. And you want to try and finish off chemical elements with the letter G in their name?
Yeah, let's try that one.
Question 18. After nitrogen and oxygen, which noble gas is the third most abundant gas in the Earth's atmosphere?
All right, so it's got to have a G in it. After nitrogen and oxygen, did you say?
Yes.
I don't know. What are the ones with G in it? I'm going to have to guess. Not nitrogen, not oxygen. Hydrogen. Did you say hydrogen?
It's not hydrogen.
Ah, crap.
Thanks, Bobby. Well, I can't tell you what it is, can I? John is in North Melbourne. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Eric's got it. Susan, Bernadette, Harry in the Bay, Heather, Jenny and Adrian have it. What is it?
I don't. But anyway, we'll try.
Okay, we'll try. We'll try. After nitrogen and oxygen, which noble gas is the third most abundant gas in the Earth's atmosphere?
I stopped doing science in year 8. I'm no good to you, sorry.
Oh, thanks, John.
Is it clue at all? Or?
No, afraid not.
All right. Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks, John. Bye. Let's see who's been waiting a while. I reckon Kat in Ashgrove might be our next contestant. Hey, Kat.
Hello.
Hello. Kat, question 18. After nitrogen and oxygen, which noble gas is the third most abundant gas in the Earth's atmosphere?
I'm not entirely sure, but I think it might be argon.
Argon is the correct answer, Kat. Well done.
Awesome.
All right, that closes that category. Your choices now are Famous Felicities or Party Time.
I guess I'll go with Party Time.
Question 19. From 1983 until 2018, Gerry Adams was the head of which Irish political party?
Would that be Sinn Féin?
It is Sinn Féin. Well done. Question, do you want to try and do the final question in parties, party
yeah.
time? Question 20. Who was the last Prime Minister from the United Australia Party?
I have no idea. I'm going to have to pass that on.
Thanks, Kat.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Scott. Evening, Scott.
Hey, Suzanne. How are you?
Scott, do you know who the last PM from the United Australia Party was?
Maybe it was Sir Robert Menzies?
It was Sir Robert Menzies. Well done, Scott.
Thank God. I'm no good on science.
Anyway, how are you on Felicities?
Well, Felicities, not very good either.
Everyone's been avoiding the Felicities, but now we must dive in. Question 21. Mm-hmm. Which actress, singer, and right-wing influencer played Felicity Flick Scully on Neighbours?
Right-wing influencer. It wasn't Kylie Minogue, was it?
You tell me.
Was it Kylie Minogue?
Is that your answer?
Yes.
No, it's not. Thanks, Scott.
All right, bye.
Bye. Graham in Perth. Greetings, Graham.
Greetings, Susan. I think I've got an F for fail on this one.
Oh, well, I'll run it by you again. Which actress, singer and right-wing influencer played Felicity Flick Scully on Neighbours?
Such a memorable actress, I can't remember her. Sorry.
All right, there we go. Thanks, Graham. Right. We have another Graham. This Graham's on the road from Donnybrook. Hey, Graham.
Oh, hi, Suzanne. Look, my timing is impeccable. I was ringing up for the elements one.
Oh, yeah.
I rang up to see if I could break my record tonight.
What's your record?
Zero.
And what do you think the chances are?
On Felicity's, very
well,
small.
On this I particular think, I, question.
What was the question?
It'll help if you hear the question. Question 21. Which actress, singer, and right-wing influencer played Felicity Flick Scully on Neighbours?
I've kept my record.
All right. Well, you know, you leave it to come back to another time.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay. See you, Graham.
And Susanna, I'm not sorry.
Okay. I don't need you to be sorry. Bye, Graham. Bye, Graham. Oh, dear. Hey, Sammy.
Suzanne, how are you going?
I feel like every time I talk to you now, I just want to get an update on your husband snoring, but that's probably a bit rude.
I'll kick him out on the deck. Let's see if we can hear him. Hang on.
You did it, really, did you?
Yeah, yeah. He did night shift. He likes the fresh air. Hang on. Let's hang on. Shh. Everyone, be quiet. Shh. Hang on. Wait. I got caught. No, it's okay. It's okay. I just got caught.
Yeah, we all heard it. I know.
Anyway, let's go back. Let's just change the subject. I am crocheting. I'm doing mosaic crochet.
Nice. Okay. The question is.
My heart's beating. I just got caught.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope you can smooth it over. I'm not going to ask again. I'm just going to let it go.
I genuinely do know this.
Okay, which actress? Valance. Yes, Holly.
I remember
Holly Valance.
Seeing her and Margot Robbie on Bert Newton's show. Do you know that morning show with Belvedere? They were when they were very young, and they did it. Yeah, Holly Valance.
Question 22.
Another Felicity one.
That's all Felicity's from here until the end. Felicity Lemon is the secretary to which fictional detective?
That is. Perot? You know, the Belgium dude.
Yes.
The Belgium guy.
It is Hercule Poirot, Sammy.
Poirot.
Question 23. Yeah. Felicity Shagwell, played by Heather Graham, is a character from which 1999 movie?
Oh, that's that... I know. That's the she wore roller skates. It's a story about a person that was on film and showed themselves a lot. You know what I'm talking about. You know I know, but I don't know.
I don't know. You know until I hear the answer.
Roller.
Yeah, I don't think you're going there, Sammy. You're heading in entirely the wrong direction. So I'll just I'll let you get back to face the music domestically. Kieran in Wingdang. Hey, Kieran.
Hello, how you going?
Kieran, Felicity Shagwell, played by Heather Graham, is a character from which 1999 movie?
My uncle Dirk Diggler reckons it's Heather Graham.
No, we already know it's Heather Graham. We want to know what movie she's from.
Oh, Boogie Nights. Sorry.
No, not Boogie Nights, Kieran. Steve in Tokenwall. Steve.
Oh.
Yeah, turn off the radio, Steve.
Suzanne.
Steve.
Where are we at?
We're at question 23. Felicity Shagwell, played by Heather Graham, is a character from which 1999 movie?
My daughter bought me the DVD of this for Christmas one year. Austin Powers.
I need more information.
Oh, God. The first one. Come on.
No, because there's two. So you.
All right.
No.
Yeah, Austin Powers, the second.
The what?
Second.
I can't quite pass that, Steve.
All right. Oh, damn it. All right.
Well, thanks, cool. Steve. Annette's got it. Baronia's got it. Baronia's got it twice. Thank you, Baronia. Someone else had it. Yeah, Harry in the Bay, you also had it. Look, the remaining callers may get us to the end of the challenge. They may not. You can hop on 1-300-800-222 if you know the answer, or you think maybe there are some other Felicities you know who may come up. Hey, Dave in Perth.
How's things, Suzanne?
As well. Oh, apparently there's three of these movies, in fact. Okay, so Dave, we're on question 23. Felicity Shagwell, played by Heather Graham, is a character from which 1999 movie?
Well, I think Steve might have helped me out. Only one I know is The Spy Who Shagged Me.
It is The Spy Who Shagged Me. Well done. Right,
thanks. If I had no idea otherwise.
Yeah. 24. Felicity Flick Palmateer represents Australia in which sport?
What was her name again?
Felicity Palmateer.
Oh, jeez. Australia. Pole vault. I don't know.
It's not pole vault.
Okay.
Thanks, Dave. Jeff in Toowoomba, and then I will have some lines free, 1-300-800-222. So do hop on. You might be able to do a Bradbury and get in and win this thing. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, Suzanne.
Jeff, Felicity Flick Palmateer represents Australia in which sport?
Oh, she's a surfer, I believe.
Oh, all right. You've got that one, Jeff. That means that we only have one question remaining. Jeff, for the win, which 2016 Star Wars movie stars Felicity Jones as rebel fighter Jyn Erso?
Oh, Star Wars. Which Star Wars movie?
Mm-hmm. Got anything for me, Jeff? Jeff.
Do you want a number? Can I just give you a number or like Star Wars?
No, it has to be the name of a movie.
I can only remember the first three movies back in the day, so.
All right. I'll let you go, Jeff. Let's talk to Dean in Townsville. Hello, Dean.
Hi, how you going?
Dean, this is for the win. Which 2016 Star Wars movie stars Felicity Jones as rebel fighter Jyn Erso?
I'm not really sure, so I'm going to throw it to the next person.
Well, that's a shame, Dean, but thank you very much for doing so. Let's talk to Hayley in Roselle. Hello, Hayley.
Oh, hi. I was ringing to say Austin Powers. Now we're on to Star Wars.
We are, but this is for the win. I'm after the 2016 Star Wars movie that stars Felicity Jones as rebel fighter Jyn Erso.
Is it two words? I think I know one of them or something.
Well, try.
Rogue something. Rogue warrior. Rogue something? I've never watched a Star Wars movie.
Well,
so bad.
Clearly I can't pay Rogue something, Hayley.
Rogue Warriors?
Which is a pity. Right, thanks. Pandora.
Hello, Suzanne. How are you?
Oh, can you finish this one off?
I actually can. Rogue One.
Rogue One.
Yeah! And thanks for the late help.
Poor Hayley, she was nearly there.
Yeah, Hayley was so close. I mean, I knew it anyway, but I was just like, please, please, please. I was hoping for her because she was so close.
Pantora, well done. You've won yourself the Mighty Thank Challenge.
You. ABC, listen.